Back to the programme. The time now, 29 minutes to the hour. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Sliinua Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We've got an email this evening from GM. Hi, Sabina. Have you any advice about including referees' details on a CV and also what should be included in a written reference? That's a very interesting question because from time to time I've been asked myself over the years to be a referee, and sometimes I feel fine, but other times I say, well, maybe not, I don't know enough about you.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, it is, it's something that seems to come up a lot actually when we're doing CVs, and it really does depend on the person's stage of career and also the type of jobs that they're going for in terms of, you know, sending out their CVs. In some cases, we'll say where somebody is in a fairly small industry, and it could be in many cases, we'll say for me now, I'm based in Westport, in the west of Ireland, that, you know, it's kind of a small pool that they're in, you know, they're swimming in, and they may not feel comfortable about putting, we'll say, their manager's name on the CV because they don't want their manager to know that they're thinking of leaving until they are actually going to go.
Of course, yes, of course.
Yeah, so that in itself creates a difficulty for some people. In fact, as well recently, because you're saying there, you know, how, you know, you may not know enough about the person, but I was talking to somebody leaving the banking industry or the banking sector, and there's a policy with some of the banks, it seems, where their managers that they may have worked with for many, many years aren't allowed to give a reference or a referee description beyond they worked in this department for a certain period. Which, you know, came as a shock to this woman who'd been working, you know, in the sector for about sort of 15 or 20 years. And she was saying, but like, what about all my wonderful work and all my great performances and everything? And it's a kind of a national policy that they have that they will say, you know, she worked here from 1995 to 2016, full stop.
But so, it's interesting now that you say that, because wearing another cap, I remember coming across this many years ago where a client gave a reference in relation to a particular individual. That individual, on foot of the reference, was employed by this employer, turned out to be an unmitigated disaster, and the client who gave the reference found themselves on the wrong side of litigation.
Yes, and that seems to be the reason behind that policy, is that, you know, where they may, you know, give a glowing reference or may not be comfortable, we'll say, giving a glowing reference and might want to say some things that may not be, you know, all that complimentary, that they are, you know, sailing a bit close to the wind in terms of litigation like that. So that's why they keep it as close to that. But it was, as I say, such a surprise to that woman, because, you know, there was certainly an expectation that after all of her years, she would get some kind of a reference. I think in the Finnish, there was an allowance given about a verbal reference, you know, if somebody rang their manager, that they would get a verbal one, but nothing in writing. But in saying that, that really doesn't impact most people. But, you know, so if you are getting a reference for your CV, like this question, you really should make sure, first of all, that you ask them, you know, so that those people know that they're actually named and,
indeed,
you know, numbers,
indeed,
and contacts and everything on your CV. Now, for a recent graduate, they might decide, and where possible, because again, there's a policy here in some universities and colleges that they are limited in the references that they can give. But for a recent graduate who may not have a long work history, may include an academic reference and a professional reference, maybe from a work placement that they participated on during their college degree or something, which is a nice mix too, I have to say. But the other thing I would generally say to people, and you know, what's included in a reference, I mean, generally, yes, of course, it should say, you know, how long you were in employment for. It should give an idea of the tasks and the responsibilities and maybe some of the bigger achievements that you contributed to within the company while you were there. Because you know, you've obviously in your CV listed all of these roles and responsibilities under such and such a job, and really it is up to the referee to confirm that yes, you did do all of those things, because sometimes people can lose the run of themselves, I'm afraid, and they look like they ran the whole show. But, you know, if they were a good contributor, a referee will have no problem at all making, you know, confirming that in their letter. And then also, you know, it goes back, and I say it time and again, and we've discussed it on the show, you know, people hire people, so they want to know as well, how did that person fit in the workplace? You know, that they got on very well with their colleagues, you know, they were always willing to, you know, support other departments when called upon, and, you know, we were happy to send them to talk to any customer because they could, you know, handle any situation very well, or something like that. So there's an element of the personality behind the person, or the as an employee as well. And another thing actually that we would highly recommend, and I say it to everybody, because when people come to us and they want to do a CV, we ask them, bring along any written references that you have. And in the vast majority of cases, people arrive with one hand as long as the other. They haven't asked for a written reference from any job that they've ever left, even though they've been there for a few years and this person is now included as a referee on their CV. But sometimes, as you know, people move on. People retire and people forget. You know.
So is there a rule of thumb, Sabina? Sorry to cut across you, but is there a rule of thumb then that when you're leaving a job, you should always ask for a reference and just keep it with your papers?
Absolutely. The day you pick up the P45, there should be, I would strongly urge everybody to come out with the P45 and the written reference above it. And the reason being that, you know, like all of those scenarios that I mentioned, but also we use a couple of lines where we can on people's CVs as a little extra section that is a referee description. So rather than, we'll say, leave it up to your potential employer, you know, this where you've sent your application, to ring around, that you've included a couple of lines from somebody that you worked with in the past, and it might say, you know, Aidan worked with us for 20 years, we found him to be a wonderful employee, and I have no hesitation in recommending him for any role within his area of you know, expertise, or something like that. And, you know, the name and the title and the source of it, because it's a nice way to break up a CV as well, because, you know yourself, the CV can be a bit flat, it's all about me, but it's nice to have, you know, somebody else jumping in and, you know, telling the potential employer, you know, this other person thinks I'm good too.
Yes, of course. Mm. And just going back to the example you gave of the bank at the start,
yeah.
I mean, there may be referees who simply take the view, look, the only real knowledge I have is A, B and C. Mm. It's important from the point of view of referees that they don't over egg the pudding, as it were.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it does come back to that whole line of, you know, where you had that situation where,
yes,
you know, something turned into an unmitigated disaster. I mean, if you sign your name to something, you know, and you're putting it forward as a statement of fact.
Sure.
Then you need to be absolutely certain of those facts. And yes, if you are in the position where really you can only just say that the person worked with us for such and such a period, you may know maybe some of the roles that, or the jobs that they, you know, that they did while there. But if you've nothing more to say, put down the pen, or, you know, save the document and that's it. And then really it is up to the potential employer to maybe dig a little further, maybe contact that individual to say, well, you've only given me this information, you know, am I reading between the lines that you didn't want to
yes,
say anymore?
Indeed.
Or is it that you just didn't know them any better?
That's actually a very interesting point that, you know, many people, employees, may regard themselves as great workers, hardworking, mm-hmm. they're willing to push the boat out. That may be a very subjective view of themselves.
Yeah.
The employer may have an entirely different view completely.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that is why they're so valuable. And, I mean, from time to time, I'm very surprised at somehow how referees aren't contacted. You know, not contacted at all. Or in some cases, and I've actually been in this situation myself, where an old boss of mine more or less handed me a blank piece of paper and said, write whatever you want on it and I'll sign it. Which is...
People have a tendency to do that too, and over the years I would have done that myself. Now, thankfully, I didn't end up at the wrong end of a litigation proceedings, but nonetheless, it can happen.
Yeah, but I think sometimes, even if you are asked to write your own reference, that you would hold back a bit, you know.
Sure.
Because it does have to be viewed. But yes, absolutely, you do need that. You know, I could be writing down that, you know, I led out the marketing campaign that, you know, turned the profits from 20% to 40% on my CV.
Sure.
But when you get the referee letter, you suddenly realise, I don't know, did she quite do all that?
Well, I suppose the rule of thumb is, Sabina, if you are going to over-egg the pudding in relation to an employee, be sure you can stand over it.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. You are purporting to be a statement of fact, so you need to be very clear and sure of those facts, because, you know, as you start, you know, at the outset of the interview, you know, it could come back to bite you, and you do need to be very, very careful.
Very good, Sabina. We have to leave it there. Sabina Trench, career coach, and from Schlienoa Careers, as always, thank you very much indeed, Sabina, and we shall talk to you again next Wednesday evening in or about 5:30.
Lovely. Thank you, Aidan.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Very much indeed, and good evening to you.